If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Hi, designers. Today, I want to talk to you about planning for 2024. Yes, is it right before Christmas? It is. But interestingly enough, my 2024 has been pretty well planned since about, I would say, September. So even before fourth quarter ended or started, we already knew what 2024 was going to look like at our company and in my design work. Now, it doesn't mean that we haven't brought up new things. In fact, we just barely finished annual planning with my leadership team and then with the entire team. So there are a lot of changes that are happening right now. But if you're in a design business right now, I thought I would simplify and tell you about what we're doing just in the design business so that you could understand, you know, some things that you can do as you're moving forward. So the first thing is I love project management software. I never thought I would say those words. When I first started in it as my design business, I just kept a list of things in a planner. Now, I am someone who loves to write in a planner. You might be too. And to me, it's a whole evolution of how I got to the way I plan. So if you are someone who loves writing things down, 100% you need to keep that because there is a lot of power in writing things down. In fact, every day, even though I've planned everything out digitally and in a big planner, I still actually, the night before I do my entire day, I literally write out everything I'm doing and what time I'm doing it by. And the reason is because I actually need the reinforcement to help my brain know exactly what I need to do. So I am all about writing things down. I think it's a really amazing thing that you should be doing for yourself. But the thing I wanted to talk to you about in particular is kind of looking at your year holistically. Now, as a heads up, I am not a planning guru. I am not someone that teaches planning per se, unless it's to my designers for design work. I just wanted to tell you about the way I do things because I'm hoping that it helps you as well, okay? So the very first thing I did last September is I laid out my entire year in terms of vacations and travel. I do travel a lot for masterminds that I'm part of, for work, and then a lot of family stuff. And I try to space it out throughout the year so that I am spending enough time with my family and that I am getting the business and educational help that I need. So that's the first thing I do. The second thing that I do, and it's usually there's not a lot at that point, so I'm usually in pretty good shape. The second thing I do is I create a list of any special events I need to do for my company. Now, if you are in a design business right now, for you, this might look like if you want to start a Facebook group and start, you know, garnering leads, it would be like lives that you would do in your Facebook group. For you, if you are doing anything special that you want to feature on your Instagram feed or your social media, that those would end up on your calendar. For me, it looks like workshops that I'm teaching, boot camps, and then if you guys came to the summit in November, we are doing 4 of those, but very specifically, we have different names for all of them throughout the year next year. And so because of that, I needed to put those on the calendar so I don't conflict travel schedules and I make sure I'm available and all that good stuff, which by the way, if you did not see, we are doing what we're calling the Illustration and Art Conference February 1st and 2nd. So if you haven't signed up for it yet, it's available on KarinaGardnerCourses.com/event without an S, just event. And you can sign up there. At this point, I'm expecting that we haven't released the presenters' names yet. We plan on doing that the first week of January. So you're going to find out who we have presenting. It's a totally free ticket. We are doing these for free. If you want a VIP pass, then those usually are like they're normally $97, but there's an early bird price of $47. So you can go check that out. Last time we did this, everyone didn't realize how in depth the material was going to be. And we are in depth. If you know anything about my company at this point, we love to teach. We love to teach a lot and we love giving you tutorials and helping you along the way. And the first day of Summit, everybody was like, oh my gosh, I wish I had bought the VIP, and several people ended up buying that day. And when I say several people, it was like several hundred people bought that day the VIP when they realized just how, like, most of the information was stuff you were going to have to go back over again because it's tutorial based. So I think the same is going to be true of the Illustration Art Conference. So make sure and check that out. Okay, that was a total aside. Let's get back to talking about planning. So I have like that summit, February 1st and 2nd, located on my calendar. None of my team can schedule a meeting that day. No outside resources can skip that day. What's another thing that I have on my calendar? The release of my new book. So I have another book coming out and we have not released the name of it. We will the first week of January, I'm sure. And it's going to be coming out at the end of January. So we have a date on the calendar. And in my annual planning with my leadership, we make a decision about how we're going to do that launch. Okay. Now, so if you are a designer right now, like, you might not have those events, but you have other things you're doing, right? So one of the main things that went on my design calendar is making sure I knew when vacations were so that I knew to make my designs ahead of time so it didn't look like I was on vacation. So what does that look like? So for me, I would schedule out every single week how many designs I was going to come out with. And then I would actually, I love weekly, especially during, I know it's like 52 weeks in a year, but when you do that as a designer, and those of you in Design Suite, use your calendars in your handbook to kind of look at this. But I would go through and I'd be like, this is the week I'm going to work on Easter. This is the week I'm going to work on Halloween. This is the week I'm going to work on summer. And you can plan out accordingly so that a holiday doesn't just sneak up on you. And that's what would happen to me when I wouldn't plan things out. You know, July 4th in particular, like, you'll look and like, you're like, oh, it's mid-June and I haven't been posting or putting in July 4th stuff. That it's almost too late at that point. So July 4th, when it is over, like, after that, we're not posting any July 4th. Like, it's basically done with. Halloween has a longer timeline, right? So we would start Halloween earlier on, usually in August, and we're posting every single week and then kind of figuring out how Christmas fits in. So that's the kind of planning you're going to do. It's kind of theme-based. You can also do every day, and I like to do it weekly, and I like to know how many products I'm going to sell that week. Now, why is number of products, why does it matter? So if I know what my number of products is that week, then I set myself up for winning because I know how many products I want to create in a single year. And that has everything to do with, if I know the number of products, I also have a good idea of how much money I can make, okay? And now this is based on the fact that I have a lot of products already. Like, I have tons and tons and tons of products. And so I know what doing a little bit extra will do for me. If you're at the very beginning, it's usually not very much, right? If you're a Design Suite member, you guys know in the first year we tell you, you're not going to make any money. Although we know several of you do. It's the point is that you're building up your library of designs. Okay. So that's what you really are going to be doing. Okay. So if you're a designer right now, the first thing you can do is map out all your vacations, all of your off time, all of that stuff for the year. If you're someone who doesn't like to work on Saturday and Sunday, making sure and mapping those out so that you're not working those days. And then the second is, I like to map out by theme by week. So like every single week, I kind of know what I should be making. And it gives me an overall feel for how many products I'm going to have coming out in Christmas this year, how many products I'm going to have coming out in Halloween. Okay, so now the third thing is, I like to do, and this doesn't happen very often, but I like to do very big projects. Many of you maybe saw my gingerbread house. At the time of recording this, it was well over 1 million views on Instagram. And if you want to go check it out, it's at Karina Gardner. That project took 2 whole days. So there are not very many projects I do that take a full, you know, couple of days to do. But there was a day of cutting it, and then there was a day of putting it together. And that's all I could do for those 2 days to get it done. So if I have big projects, and when I'm designing something new, you guys, it usually takes a week or two. So big things that I want to do are going to take much longer than that. So very often I'll mark off a couple of weeks in June to work on some things for the holidays that are some bigger projects that I want to be working on. I recommend you do that early in the year, because then you will see those weeks and be like, those are the weeks that I am going to be working on this special project I've been wanting to get to that it's going to take more than 1 day to work on. Okay. Now, those of you who do not have design business, for some reason you're here and you're just a creative, guess what? You can do this for anything that you are doing. So I, of course, use it for our design program. We have some really big special things we're doing in 2024. Guess what I had to do? I had to sit and map it out. You just heard me say that I've been writing a book. Guess what? That gets mapped out and marked off on my calendar, so I know that all the chapters are being written, that reviews are being done on it, that it's getting, you know, finished, the cover's getting, you know, made, which I do. And so it's mapping out those things to make sure that you're really good. Is this really cutting edge? No, but it's definitely in depth. And I know I called this the cutting edge episode, but very often I think designers think that it's okay just to, you know, willy-nilly it. You think like, oh, it's just going to be great. It's going to all work out. But I will tell you what, you will have less of a blank screen in front of you when you're designing if you literally have a map in front of you of what you're doing every week. That's it. Just planning it, making sure that it's good. And the reason I'm telling you this, not on January 1st, but I'm telling you this a week and a half before January 1st, is because I do this early enough so I can literally tell you what's happening in 2024 almost week by week right now. Absolutely. In my company and in my design business, because it's already mapped out. Now you might be like, oh, that seems like a lot, Karina. Well, they're not mapped out like day by day, you guys. It's just kind of like, I know this week what my focus is going to be on Christmas. I know this week my focus is going to be on Halloween, right? It's more about focus, you guys, because I just like, sometimes I don't look at the calendar, like the full calendar, and I just start making stuff and I'm like, man, gosh darn it. I wish I had put that in another time period, or I wish I had put that 2 weeks earlier, or I wish I didn't come out with that then. I wish I had waited a month. And so this takes away kind of all of the like guessing about making things, because then things come out too late or they don't come out on time. And now you will not have that problem. Okay. So this is all about just getting a little bit ahead on what you want to do in 2024. And if you wanted to sit down and figure that out right after Christmas, I think that's a great time to do it. I actually do a lot of like kind of just reviewing my previous year and looking forward to my next year right after Christmas. It's a lovely time to do that for me. So I really like that. Hopefully this helped you. I'm excited for you guys to plan, kind of figure things out. Designers in Design Suite, we will be doing annual planning at our virtual conference, our annual planning at our virtual conference here coming up in January. So just be aware, we're really going to dig in and we're going to do some reverse engineering, because that's what I like the very best. All right, guys, thanks so much for joining me. Hope you have a great time and I will see you soon. Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.